you know, Muse are one of those bands. Have you ever seen Muse live? They're so good. And I would always kind of go, are you a fan of Muse? Not really. But then you see them live and you're like, oh my God, A, they've got so many songs, so many good songs, and B, they are amazing live, like amazing. If you ever get a chance to see them live. You seen them live, James?
I have.
Pepe, you seen them live?
I have a couple of times. Oh, a couple of times. Oh,
Old Trafford Cricket Ground, I saw.
Hello?
Your light's on.
What have you done?
You're not
very professional.
Have you unplugged your mic?
Mid-show?
No, James unplugged my mic because... Oh, now, why is it? Now,
why is
it
neat? Mid-show.
Come on, your exec producer.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What is... Oh,
Pepe. Do you want a hand?
No, leave me alone.
Do you know what's going to be the funniest thing, James? Is when Amanda Holden does this to her on day two.
Oh, please.
It's weird. Because it was all done all neatly.
Oh, this way.
Well, no, yeah, but that, like, hangs down on it's an, it doesn't look very nice.
And then...
Any second now, here we go.
Pop it in. You idiot.
It
doesn't look pretty. Never mind. We've ruined it.
So. It does look pretty.
That's nice.
Anyway, do you want to be on 20 seconds of 20K? We're going to go with Pippa's theory that if we use happier music, it might be more positive.
Woo-hoo!
All right, 20 seconds to 20K is back. We'll play the game just after 8 o'clock today, and you could be the caller, and you could win money up to £20,000.
Wow.
In 2005, 8 out of 10 Cats was new on TV. But who presents the show 8 out of 10 Cats? If you want to play, send me a little text starting with the word play. So you got to send me a text that starts with the word play and then has the answer. Who presents the TV show 8 out of 10 Cats? Send that text to 83936. That's 83936. Start your text with the word play and then put your answer. 8 out of 10 Cats, who's the presenter? Text the word play, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. And you can be playing the game after 8 o'clock this morning. You can be on Radio X live playing 20 seconds 20K and you could actually win some money.
Hey.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning, so you've got 12 minutes to text in. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. So text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. Shabba. Ooh. See, that works. Works a treat.
We get letters. We get back and back the letters. All letters. We get letters. Ugh. And the letters all have
all. You're right.
Text, not WhatsApp. Text, totally different.
Yeah.
Text the word play, not WhatsApp. It's got to be on text, otherwise it doesn't count. What have we got, Pippa?
So, Andy from Basingstoke yesterday opened the floodgates.
That's where you're from.
It is.
Did you date him? Do you know him?
I don't think so, no. Andy with an I.
Does everybody in Basingstoke not know each other?
Well, I used to know a lot of people in Basingstoke, but not so many now. But, like, there's quite a few of the old school knocking around, but I don't know Andy with an I.
Fair enough.
Apart from Andy Peters.
That's right.
And Andy Fulton used to work with us, and now he's dead. Anyway.
Now he's dead, did you say?
Left. No, he's left.
Hey, Andy, now he's dead.
He's not dead. Morning, Andy. Do you remember Andy yesterday asked for one of our bus stickers? We ordered over about 1,000. We've still got, they are hefty. Yeah. They are big, heavy stickers.
They went on the, in the end, we gave a load of to Arriva buses and they put them on the back window of a lot of their buses.
Hundreds of buses, yeah.
That's a photo there.
So, morning, Dom, or Pippa, if Dom is still on holiday when you read this. After hearing you have lots of massive car stickers left, I was wondering if it would be possible to get one, please. I can't offer much in return apart from a massive thank you for all the years of laughs. Here's my address, Jamie Todd.
I mean, Jamie, when you say I can't offer much apart from thank you, you could have done. You could have, you know, 5p, something like that, a sweet.
A Freddo bar.
Bag of crisps. I mean, you could have given us something.
Well, he emailed, you see, dom@radiox.co.uk.
Could have emailed over, I don't know.
Yeah, something.
Picture.
Anyway.
Picture.
Christmas. I don't know if it's Christmas with the news, I don't know, but hi, Dom and the team. Pretty please, could I have one of the giant car stickers? I'm happy to pay postage. Thanks in advance, you bunch of legends.
Happy to pay postage.
We'll send.
Yeah, we'll send you out with some. I think we've got a few left.
We do, actually.
Maybe, how many left do you think? Three, five?
A few hundred.
Yeah, a few hundred.
James Brocklebanks asked for a couple.
James Brocklebank?
Yeah, great name.
What a good name.
And Dave Wheatley's been on. He's going to be 60 tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Dave.
And he's asked if he can get one and for his man cave, and he'll cover any postage costs.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Dave. Now, we got one in from a guy called Russell. This is to Dom, so we can pick this back up with him on Monday when Dom gets back.
Okay.
Hi, Dom. I love you on the show, and I loved your 50 at 50. That was all amazing. I have one issue, though.
Yeah, I knew that was heading towards a butt.
I don't know if you remember, but I joined you on stage at the Comedy Store when you did your stand-up act.
Oh, yeah?
You said I'd won a prize, but I still haven't received it. Please, can you let me know when I should expect to receive it? Many thanks, Russell. And we have the clip. We're not quite sure what it means.
Is this on FaceTime?
Yeah.
And is it edited? Okay, good.
Can I borrow you, sir? Just quickly, up here. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Russell,
ladies and gentlemen. Russell's here.
Oh, now we know.
Come on, Russ.
Hello, sausage.
What's your job, Russell?
I work in IT.
Excellent. Good job, Russell. So we don't need to talk about the job bit. But what you've done, actually, Russell, you've won a prize.
Excellent.
Yes. So you've won a prize, and the prize is you have entered the inner sanctum of the pleasure dome. Yeah. What's going to happen, Russell?
See, but that's the prize.
Yeah, but what is the inner sanctum of the pleasure dome?
Well, he got to be there.
Just
stood
next to...
Should I keep playing it?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Super.
Oh, so lucky.
That's Dom getting to the end of 5 minutes on his comedy set.
Because someone had just thrown up a red card.
Well, okay, so it actually runs deeper, so let's not remind Dom. So the prize is, just rewind it maybe 10, 15 seconds. He gets to enter the pleasure Dom. Oh, dear.
Yes, so you've won a prize.
Check the wording.
And the prize is... you have entered the inner sanctum of the pleasure dome.
Right. Okay, how's he going to get out of this?
So he's entered it.
What's his name, your man?
Russell.
Russell. Yeah. You might regret messaging in, Russell.
Yeah.
I never got my prize. Well, you get to enter the inner sanctum of the pleasure dome, so you ask for it.
Are you sure?
Rules.
We'll make arrangements. You have a wash, and away we go.
A promise is a promise.
I think we need clarification, don't we? What is the inner sanctum of the pleasure dome? Has Russell received it, or is he going to receive it, or has he been in it all this time?
Does he say where he lives, Russell?
He said he's in IT.
Oh, yeah, I think that's his job rather than a place, love.
Yes, sorry, do you mean on his email? Sorry.
Italy.
Hang on, let me check Dom's...
Wonder where he lives. Well, he says he's in IT, so... Ipswich Town?
Thunderdome.
Come on, you tractor boys.
It doesn't say.
Okay. Well, maybe, here's just a thought from me, maybe Dom has to go and do his pleasure dome dance.
Yeah.
Mime act, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
At Russell's work.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe that's the prize.
Russell, if you're listening, can you message us where you live?
And also, Russell, you look like our old boss, Chris Bourne.
Yeah, sausage.
Hello, sausage.
Hello, sausage. Not saying you look like a sausage, Russell, by the way. What I meant was, we meant was...
Sorry, just leave it. Don't worry. You don't need to explain it.
He used to call
it. It's fine. You don't need to explain it. Just let it.
Here's a shovel.
Just let it happen. Here's a shovel. And you know what the shovel's for?
What?
Number two.
Oh, you get it.
James, you pig.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, do you know what? That is it. But do send lots of bits to Dom, because he's back next week and we want his sack to be nice and full again.
Yeah, and do you know what would be lovely? If you sung the address jingle
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, for people to send some stuff in.
Plump sack.
Don't forget email if you want. It's nice and easy, although Dom does forget. It's dom@radiox.co.uk.
Sorry, let me write this down.
Yeah.
So if I want to email Dom at Radio X, what do I send it to?
So it's Dom, D-O-M, at radiox.co.uk. Have you got that?
No, one more time.
So Dom.
Dom.
If you want to email Dom at Radio X.
Radio X, yes, that's what I want to email Dom at Radio X.
Yes,
yeah,
so Dom at Radio X. And it's .co.uk.
Okay, all right,
got that.
Good.
Or you can send a letter and or a little gift or something fun to Dominic Byrne.
To this address.
Oh, sorry.
To this address.
To this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H.
Pick a key.
7LA. Woo!
Beautiful. The Chris Moyle Show. That was lovely.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player,
the official Radio X app,
before Sunday night.
Radio X Best of British 2025
with B&Q. Prepare your outdoor space for every occasion and British weather.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra. We've made chocolatey croissant-shaped eggs with the number one blonde chocolate croissant. We've put eggs inside other Easter eggs, like our number one cracking pistachio. We've even made number one flat Easter eggs. Thick slabs of egg-shaped chocolate with delicious toppings. Might keep that one for myself. So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Mind the doors. Down clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
Danny Wallace.
Ah, Sunday mornings. Cozying up with a lovely warm mug, taking a moment for yourself.
Maybe you'll eat an egg. Wrong. You'll be listening to the important broadcast, frantically making notes, trying to make sense of my vast ideas.
Danny Wallace.
The important broadcast.
Sunday morning from 11.
With B&Q. Quality outdoor furniture for every budget.
B-O-X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Do you want to get in touch with the show? You can text us anytime on 83936.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, My Chemical Romance.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'll see you scared the living out of me. They can care less as long as someone don't bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe it'll leave you alone when you're me. The boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said I'll see them to scare the living out of me. They can kill us as long as I wanna bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike the violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
That's My Chemical Romance, and they're singing about those crazy teenagers. What are they like? You know, we were trying to find out where the listener was that looked like our old boss, Chris Bourne. Yeah. What was his name?
Russell. IT man.
We got a text message from someone saying, "Hi, I'm Russell. Yeah, I live in Cap Dag." We're like, oh, hilarious. And then for some reason, I don't know how, but James stumbled across something about Cap Dag. So he's clearly gone searching on Dom's history on the computer.
Yeah. Bit private browser.
It was a purple link. It's been clicked before.
And I wouldn't say it like that. Anyway, he stumbled across the Cap Dag Comedy Festival.
No way.
Yeah.
Don't you have a comedy festival?
You can't even laugh your socks off. Because you ain't wearing any.
I've got any on. Do you have to be? Do artists have to be nudie as well? I guess they do.
Well, I've just been having a look during My Chemical Romance at the lineup.
This is nude capital of Europe.
Cap Dag is the nude capital of Europe, and at the comedy festival, it's a hell of a lineup. You can go and see Mucky Flanagan.
Great.
Yes.
That's good.
He's on stage with Lee Dirty Mac.
Lovely.
The brilliant Eddie is in the nude.
Great.
Okay,
it's quite lengthy, that one.
PPK. It's a bit like Peter K.
PPK.
James Ake Arster.
That's right. Good.
Because it's got arse in it. Lee Evans. What?
James A. Aster.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Lee, haven't got any clothes on.
That's nice.
Buttons.
That's the best one so far.
Michael Mack in boobs.
Right.
No.
I see.
This is where we...
And John Big Bishop.
Right.
I changed that one.
Have you?
It's not the original one I wrote for John Bishop. I
think wordplay's kind of taken a little back seat at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now
just word mash.
And if you're anything like me, you will spend the next 5 minutes now trying to think of comedians where you can shoehorn in.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
See, don't do you. Well, you're going to struggle.
Well, I was trying to think of Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
Willie Bailey.
Right. Well, that is his name.
It is.
Yeah.
Willie Bailey.
He's Willie Bailey.
Yeah. Well, won't he? Don't know what that means.
No. Hey, guess what? I got to guess who?
Have you?
Yeah. Literally bumped into a famous person the other day.
And you speak to the famous person?
Spoke to the famous person.
Was it Andrew Castle?
Famous person said, hello. And I went, hello. And we had a hug. Quick chat. How you doing? Yeah, nice. Good. All right. See you later. All the best. Bye-bye.
Now.
But who did I see? Oh, we're playing the game. We're playing the game.
Was it near work?
Yeah.
Is this person in radio? Okay.
No.
Right. No, it's a sports person.
What?
Rob Copeland, our good friend, has just texted me.
Was it Rob?
He's texted me. There's another comedian on the on the Cap Dag Comedy Festival.
Right.
There's a lot of inappropriate ones on the text.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say his real name, and you just work out where Rob was going with it.
Okay.
Rob Beckett.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Beckett.
Mm. Oh, it's a double. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, what was the question?
There's so many coming through. Oh, Sarah Willican. That works much better.
Right, famous person, guess who?
It's sports person.
Sports person.
No.
Actor.
What?
Actor.
Yes, certainly is an actor.
And?
As well as a few of the strings to the bow.
Is it a man?
It is a man.
Is he also some form of presenter?
Yes, he is also some form of presenter, as well as other strings to his bow.
Okay, is he funny?
He is also funny, yes. It's like he's a presenter, actor and comedian, yes.
Is it James Corden?
No.
Is he British?
Yes, he's British, yes.
Has he been on this show?
Oh.
Yes, he has been on the show.
Right. Is he a daytime TV presenter?
No, he's not, no.
Mm.
No.
Is he an evening presenter?
You are on fire.
So he isn't?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. I pressed the wrong button. Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Goal.
No.
Been on the show a couple of times, I think.
Evening.
Got on very well. Had a really good time.
Have you been for dinner with them?
No, but that doesn't narrow it down, does it?
Paul Whitehouse.
No.
Oh.
Are they part of a duo?
Now. No and yes.
Okay.
So no in their own right, but yes if they are doing a certain television show.
Oh, crumpets.
Where they sit next to each other. Opposite.
Jack Double D's. It's funny.
Opposite each other?
No, they sit next to each other.
Oh,
opposite
a panel show style person.
Panel show isn't right, but...
Are they a host of the show?
That might be. Well... They are the show. The show is called They Are.
Jonathan Ross.
No. They're very tall.
Richard.
No. They host Taskmaster.
Oh,
Greg Davies! Did you see Greg?
Yeah.
I love
Greg. We were nowhere near, were we?
Oh, no, you were close. Yeah, but we bumped into each other at the tube station.
Oh, that's nice.
And you know how I always kind of like, you know, I don't like it when Pippa gives me a hug. I do like it when Pippa gives me a hug, but Pippa always has to bend down when she hugs me.
Oh, no.
This is something else.
Did Greg have to sit down?
Oh, my God. I think he put his back out.
Did he get down on one knee?
I think he had to cancel a gig.
He's 6'7"?
He is something like that, 6'7", 6'8". I think 6'8", actually. So, you know, what am I, 5'11"?
High and mighty.
Anyway, he's on tour tonight. He's in Glasgow tonight and tomorrow. Then he's heading down to Brighton. And I've just looked at the website. There are still tickets available if you want to go and see Greg in Brighton next week.
I've seen Greg in stand-up and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Very self-deprecating.
And
funny.
He said, I'm going to switch the microphones off for this. He said, sorry that he couldn't. I said, well, we will be. And yes. He goes, oh, then count me in.
So great, lovely.
Okay.
I mean, that's clearly obvious what I said if you're a fan of the show, but yeah.
Is this the tour where he's chucking milk over his body?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
I believe so. So yeah, if you fancy that, I think Glasgow's sold out. But failing that, Brighton next week, you can go and see Greg, full fat legend on tour. That's the name of the show.
Great.
And then he's playing Sheffield. That's sold out. Swansea's still got a few tickets left for May the 1st. Newcastle sold out. Oh, Wembley Arena on the 12th of June. Why am I plugging it? He's not even here.
Because he's a nice man.
Oh, he's selling out all over the place.
He's doing the arena. Wow.
Wembley Arena.
That's amazing. He sold out the Albert Hall.
Do you think people book the Wembley Arena just because they've always wanted to say, hello, Wembley?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it says, hello, Wembley, at Wembley Arena?
Does it?
There's a big sign that says, hello, Wembley. I've been on stage there, but not doing my own show, obviously. That would be ludicrous. Right.
Bye.
7:56. Lines are closed, obviously, for today's 20 seconds, 20K. We're going to take a break, do the news, and I'll play a song, and then we're going to play. It's Friday. The weather is beautiful throughout all of the UK today. Are we going to have a nice big winner on 20 seconds to 20K? We'll all find out together in a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
This Easter at M&S, you can choose from 12 different types of hot cross buns. There's the dippy egg one, a soft and rich cocoa bun with a white and yellow gooey chocolatey centre. The luxury fruited hot cross bun, packed with plump currants, citrus peel and warming spices. And the extremely cheesy hot cross bun with glorious chunks of red Leicester and cheddar cheese. These are not just hot cross buns. These are M&S hot cross buns, subject to availability.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me lets you add everyone to the picture. Even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get-together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. HolidayParkAdviceCentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
And critics are calling it brilliant, a gripping spy thriller.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
Starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here. No, I want them all.
The Amateur, in cinemas now.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This year, poke around.
I am telling you, bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's gonna kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter, with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere now.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
Radio X News Update next.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
You'll be delighted to hear, ladies and gentlemen, that the listeners have all come together and given us now the full lineup to the comedy festival taking place in Cap Dag, the nudist capital of Europe. I will reveal that lineup to you after the news with Simon Conway. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, all six people on board a helicopter have died after it crashed into New York's Hudson River. The victims were a family of five Spanish tourists and their pilot. The Guardian's David Smith's been following the story from Washington.
Some people describe, you know, seeing the propeller blades separate from the main body of the helicopter, and also that it was giving off smoke, and it obviously descended into the water at a fast rate.
The flight lasted less than 18 minutes. An investigation is underway. A new drug for the most common type of advanced breast cancer has been approved on the NHS in England. The twice-a-day pill could extend the lives of up to 3,000 women every year. It works to slow or stop the spread of cancer cells. The UK has announced a £450 million surge of military support for Ukraine. Separately, Prince Harry's been meeting war victims in the country as part of his work supporting injured veterans. There's been some better than expected figures on the economy this morning. It grew faster than experts had predicted in February by 0.5%. And a new award's being added to the Oscars to recognise stunt design. There have long been calls for it to be included. The Academy says it's been an integral part of filmmaking since the early days of cinema.
Sport.
A stoppage time error from goalkeeper Andre Onana saw Manchester United draw 2-2 in Lyon in the Europa League quarterfinals, but boss Ruben Amorim wouldn't criticise him, though, and says it could all change in the second leg.
I make more mistakes than them during these last games and during these last months, so that can happen. The good thing is that we have one more game to change everything, so that is should be our focus.
Rangers went down to 10 men, but held on for a goalless draw at home to Athletic Bilbao. Spurs drew 1-1 with Eintracht Frankfurt. Chelsea beat Legia Warsaw 3-0 in the Conference League. And at Augusta, Justin Rose set the pace in the opening round of the Masters. He carded a 7-under-par score of 65 to take the lead after day one.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Dry and sunny for many, warmest for London and the southeast, cloudier across northern Scotland, and a high of 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
Thank you very much indeed, Simon Conway, newsman.
Thank you.
Simon Conway, newsman.
That's me.
Were you a bit upset about the James Bond conversation?
I was a bit, really, because I kind of think it's my thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I failed miserably.
Well, you didn't,
because it was a massive setup.
Yeah, but I should still know the answers to the questions.
But
that
we did
got.
Search really, really hard difficult. James Bond questions.
Yeah, but still, it's just my thing.
Normal James Bond questions or hard ones, but just not really, really ridiculously silly hard ones.
The Skyfall one I should really have got. I mean, that was a sort of throw in your face thing. What's the name of the lodge that he lives in Skyfall? It's Skyfall. I really should have got that.
Oh, you're really beating yourself.
Well, I am a bit.
All right, shall I give you some questions?
All right.
That's a great question, to be fair. Who's the only singer? So this is not a James Bond.
This is my thing. I like this.
Who's the only singer to perform more than one James Bond theme?
Ooh.
It is Dame Shirley Bassey.
Correct. Yeah.
And she's done three in total.
Ping. Sorry.
Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker.
Did she? Moonraker.
Moonraker was, it was awful. It was, yeah, rubbish. But the other two were brilliant. Classics.
Moonraker's the one where they do a skydive and Jaws is in it.
Yes.
He's scary.
Not one of the best.
All right. Do you want another one?
Go on.
Do you want a decent, tricky James Bond question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Desmond Llewellyn.
Yes.
Played Q in all but one film between From Russia With Love in 1963 and The World Is Not Enough in 1999. What film did he not appear in?
I think this was On Her Majesty's Secrets. No, Live and Let Die?
Yes! Live and Let Die.
Yes.
I wouldn't have got that. Let me come up with another one. Oh, no, you'll never get that.
We need the music.
No, I know, but...
Oh, no, it's fun, though, isn't it?
Oh, right, hold on. Where is it? Sorry. Where are the audio too?
I've interrupted the flow.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
It's good music, though, isn't it?
Okay. I'm not going to get this now, am I?
Okay. There we go.
Back.
Now, that's a tricky one. I'll try this. What is the name of the fictional island on which Dr. No had his headquarters? See,
that is
I think that's really hard.
It's really difficult because I remember that film being set in Jamaica, but obviously Jamaica's not fictitious.
So it was a fictitious island.
No.
Crab Key.
I would not have remembered that.
No. All right, let me give you another one.
All right.
Okay.
A key confrontation in the movie From Russia With Love takes place on what iconic train?
Is the Orient Express.
Yes! All right.
This is proper nerdy stuff, though, isn't it? This isn't like Aston...
Oh, here we go. What is the name of the MI6 agent played by Gemma Arterton? Very handsome woman.
She is.
In Quantum of Solace. Now, if you're anything like everyone else, you'll have tried to blank out all of your memories of Quantum of Solace because it was a waste of our lives. Time that we'll never get back when we get to the pearly gates of heaven. We'll be like, if I'd just not watched that, I'd have had another 2 hours of my life.
And I am like everyone else. I can't remember.
It is awful, Bond.
It's a terrible film.
Oh, it's but this is proper Roger Moore. Awful.
Late Roger Moore.
No, yeah. But like you know, there's awful puns on names.
Yeah.
Like your woman called Christmas and all that.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Dr. Holly Christmas.
Yes. They only call her that so they can do that awful, rude pun at the end of the film. I swear to God they only did that. Well, anyway, the name of Gemma Arterton's character, the MI6 agent in Quantum of Solace, is Strawberry Fields.
That's right.
Strawberry. Okay. Yeah.
Terrible name.
Awful. Is that it?
It's up to you.
This is a good one.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Cover something.
Which Bond film holds the record for containing the highest number of deaths?
Wow.
Oh, that is a tough one.
It's a great question.
Now, the only Bond film that is rated a 15 is License to Kill, because it's a bit grim at points. But I don't think that's about how many people were killed. It's going to be one where there's like loads of explosions and things like that. So I'm going to guess one of the later films. And no?
Really? I didn't say anything. I'm not helping you. Okay. I didn't say a word.
All right, well, I'll just throw the next thing and say Thunderball. No, I don't know. No. Way off.
How many? Well,
I don't know what that clue is.
One, two. I've said it once, don't make me say it.
Two.
You
not Die Another Day.
No.
Is it you only?
Go on.
You only did it twice.
Hey!
go like this.
Once, twice. Once, twice. Once, twice.
It's a golden eye.
I couldn't see what you were doing.
Once, twice. Once, twice.
View to a kill.
That's no.
Once, twice. Russia with the love.
No.
Anyway.
Oh.
They were very hard, though.
Right, more at nine.
I got a bit better. More. I think I saved some of my embarrassment. But,
they're rock-hard questions, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do. Simon Conway Newsman, thank you very much. Simon Conway, where is it? It's here.
Simon Conway Newsman, Simon Conway Newsman, Simon Conway Newsman, Simon Conway Newsman.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
If you were in the writing room or you were somehow part of that movie, would you not go, Quantum of Solace, would you not go, A, guys, can I just say, I don't know what's going on and I'm working on the film, but B, guys, can I suggest that we don't maybe not call Gemma Arterton's character Agent Fields, her first name is Strawberry? Can we, you're really shoehorning that in there.
Is it, and do they do some sort of pun based around Strawberry?
I saw Quantum of Solace once, did not understand what was going on, right, and have never thought about watching it ever again.
I've got to be honest, I don't know what's going on in any single James Bond film. I couldn't tell you the plot in any of them. Yeah. I think I've said that before, but not a single one. I know there's a baddie and there's something about saving the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Right.
Yeah.
20 seconds, 20K is coming up. However, I now have the full lineup for the Cap Dag Nudie Comedy Festival.
Oh.
Cap Dag is the nudist. Oh, yeah. Be afraid, Pippa. Be very afraid.
If it's anything like the ones that have come in.
Oh, yeah.
The Sarah one.
Yeah. We've got the full lineup. This is Cap Dag, the naturist capital of Europe, where people like to be nude. They genuinely got a comedy festival. Here is our lineup for the Nude Naked Body Parts Comedy Festival.
Right.
Mucky Flanagan.
Yes.
Okay.
Lee Dirty Mac.
Right.
Eddie is in the nude.
Okay. We're going off piece there a bit, aren't we?
PPK.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Mackinboobs. Lee Evans got any clothes on?
Better.
Evans. John Big Bishop.
Oh.
And just added to the lineup today.
Yeah.
You may know her from Loose Women and Last One Laughing. Nudie Love.
Nudie Love.
Okay. Yes.
Nudie Love.
That's a play on words.
Yeah.
Legit. Great.
Kevin Hart. He's also going to be there. He's tough.
Okay, tough man. Yeah, Kevin, yeah. Good.
Do you remember the two Ronnies? Well, we're delighted to have Ronnie Fwarbutt. And he's teaming up with another old friend of his, Jimmy Tarbutt. So they'll both be there.
Jimmy Tarbutt works.
Yep. Yeah. The classic lineup. Richard's going to be there. Richard. Well, he doesn't go by into Richard. Dick Reeves and Boob Mortimer will be on.
Boob Mortimer.
Right?
Yeah.
Jack Double D.
Good. That's
and
good.
The whole event is going to be hosted by the brilliant and very funny Ramesh Ranganaked. Get your tickets now.
Varying quality, those.
Yeah.
But some good ones in there.
Yeah. I'm going home now.
Radio X. Coming up. More springtime fun in the sun, soundtracked by the mighty Radio X.
That's us.
Chris has got a list of absolute whoppers for the Platinum Hour from 9 o'clock. Only a fool would miss out on that. Plus, If you're selected to play and can name five songs, you'll win 20 grand. What? We play 20 seconds to 20K shortly. Weather like this in April? You know, I heard someone say that April is the new June.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh, such a lineup. I can't wait to see them. Here's Good Charlotte.
Educated, with money, he's well-dressed, not funny, and not much to say in most conversations, but he'll put the bill in all situations, cause he pays for everything. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money. Boys will laugh at girls when they're not funny. Paper or plastic, don't matter, she'll have it. Vacations and shopping sprees, these are a few of her favorite things. She'll get what she wants if she's willing to please. His type of girl always comes with a fee. Here now, there's nothing for free. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money.
Crapbeard has come in his shorts.
Hello.
Because the weather's nice, he thought I'll wear shorts. So he's come in his shorts. He's come in his shorts.
I have come in my shorts.
Yeah.
And that'll be me now until October.
Wearing shorts. Were you not cold this morning, though, when you left the house?
Yeah, a bit. A bit chilly, but you know you're going to reap the rewards later in the day, don't you?
That's fine.
I did it the other day. Was it last week? Or when it was a really sunny day that we had, and I was inside. And it was warm inside. I'm looking out the window. Blue skies over London. And it looked lovely. And I just thought, do you know what? I trained, I had a shower. I thought, I'm going to put a pair of shorts on. Lovely.
Yeah.
And a T-shirt. I lasted 10 minutes because I was freezing.
Oh, I love being in shorts. It's the best. We've got a really good 6 months now. Really good.
Well, apart from next week.
No, I'll muscle through.
Okay.
No, well, I'll be in jeans.
Best of luck to you. We'll get a text from him at 5:30 today. Go, I'm sat outside a pub in the shade. I am freezing. They've just offered me a blanket. Right. Let's do 20 seconds, 20K, shall we?
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Ah, Dave.
Hey, Chris, you all right?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, good mate.
Where are you from, Dave?
Yes.
Are you a Leeds United fan?
I am indeed, mate. I'll be going to the game tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Oxford, yeah. Isn't it, tomorrow? No.
Preston.
Preston tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Oxford next Saturday, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah, okay. Are we going to win tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
now that is a proper Leeds United fan right there.
He knows his football.
He's not fair weather. Are we going to win tomorrow? Well, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been bitten so many times.
Oh, my God. Hey, it was good the other night, though, at the end of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, really good, mate. Good performance.
What do you do? What's your job, Dave?
So, depot manager. So, we sell lifting equipment and safety equipment, working at height equipment. So, really boring, unless you need to use that sort of stuff.
Well, hold on. You've got James's attention already.
Do you do scissor lifts?
No, but we do the safety harness that you wear in the lift.
Yeah, you've got to be safe when you're in them.
Yeah, no, indeed, mate.
Only you two know what you're talking about now.
Do you check? Yeah. Anyway, don't worry.
Somebody texted in and said, how come Rob DJ gets to have a go and call himself Dave? Not. And are you married? You got kids?
Fiancé and a stepson.
And stepson Charlie, right?
Close. Thomas.
Thomas, that's what I said. Thomas, sorry. And your missus is Claire?
Close again, Jenny.
Jenny, that's what I said.
So close.
Lovely Jenny.
I thought that was bad line, mate. Sorry.
How long have you been engaged?
We've been engaged 6 years.
Good lad! Like, good lad! That's a good proper Yorkshireman right there.
Have you got a date in yet, Dave?
Of course not.
Gotta be sure.
The reason being, the Christmas when I proposed, I couldn't think of anything else to buy her for Christmas.
Right.
So I thought buy the gift ring.
Fair
and
do.
And here we are.
It's good enough reason as any.
You're meant to lie about not having a plan.
No, but if you think about it, it's right. It's a great gift. I've got you an engagement ring. Mm. Oh, brilliant. Are we engaged? Yeah, I guess so. Well, we need a date. No, we don't. You got an engagement ring, which means you're now engaged, hence you get to wear the engagement ring. Don't worry about the wedding.
This is good as a marriage, isn't it? Engagement. Yeah.
And by the way, let's just be honest. The arrogance of these people, right? Think about it. Not just women, because there'll be men as well. Hi, I've got you an engagement ring. Oh, my God, that's amazing. We should get married. What? Oh, I've just bought you a ring. And now you want another ring? Imagine if you said to your other half, I got you a car, and they went, oh my God, it's brilliant, let's get another one. You'd be like, well, hold on, I've just got you a car. So, Dave, you take your time, Dave. You take your time. Isn't that right, Pippa?
Yeah, I wore about a 50 quid ring for 2 years. I was delighted with it.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's because you got engaged to a proper cheapskate.
No, it looked lovely. No one could tell the difference. That's the thing.
Mm. And you couldn't tell the difference when you got the real one, could you?
No.
No?
I still don't care.
No. You know where your ring came from? A Kinder egg.
There you go.
Surprise! all right, so are you working today, Dave?
I am, yes.
All right. By the way, we've had a lot of text messages coming in. One of them saying, Dave, you rookie, I've been engaged for 18 years.
Fair play.
A few of those coming in. All right, so how do you get on when you listen to this game?
Yeah, I do okay.
Yeah.
I do okay. You get the odd song where you've just no idea, but yeah. I think in general, yeah, I do reasonably well.
Okay, all right. Do you have a master plan for today?
Just guess the name of a song.
Well, good strategy.
Do you know what? If you can do that, then you could win.
Exactly.
All right, shall we have a little practice run? Make sure you can hear everything fine down the line. All right, Dave, practice time. Ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to play a song. We're going to put 20 seconds on the clock. This is just a little practice to make sure you can hear everything okay, fine. Okay, fine. I will say start the clock. The clock will start. You'll hear a song. You tell me the name of the song. We stop the clock. It's that easy. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Nice practice. Start the clock.
Under pressure.
There you go. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Less than 3 seconds that took you. I mean, it's an easy one. We play it every day, but...
And you play it every day, yeah.
But never let the truth get in the way of a good line. All right, so, 20 seconds on the clock, £20,000 is the maximum you can win. The least you can win is a mug, which says 20 seconds to 20K, but I don't want to give you a mug, I want you to win some money. So we'll just do it. We'll just try and do it. The first one Let's see if we can get you £1,000 in 20 seconds. Anything other than that, I reckon, is a bonus, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we play for real?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Be confident. Manifest it. Here's what we're going to do. I try and make this happen. I put it out to the universe, even though I don't really believe in that kind of stuff. But the first song, Dave, on today's 20 Seconds 20K, you're going to know it. It's going to be one of your favourites. You're going to hear it, and immediately you're going to go, and you're going to say the name of the song, okay?
Yeah.
Just give me the title of the song. Say anything you like, and as long as I hear the title of the song, then I stop the clock, and I'll give you £1,000. So, Dave, for £1,000, tell me the name of this song. Start the clock.
Life's one big struggle, and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend?
There you go. Beautiful. Well done. Well done.
We're off.
Well done, Dave.
Now, you know, I said this before, that when I play the song, I immediately hit a button, so all I can hear is Dave's phone line in my headphones. And you actually did this, Dave. You were silent for about 4.5, 5 seconds, and then you went, oh, same jeans. You literally made the noise of, oh, I don't know it. Oh, I can't think of it. You literally went, oh, same jeans. And I'm like, yes. So well done, Dave.
Cheers.
You've got £1,000. It was a little bit longer than 5 seconds, actually.
6.17.
6.17 seconds. So you've got 13.8 seconds left. You've got just under 14 seconds left, okay? So just under 14 seconds left. Now, you know what I do now? You have £1,000 on the table in front of you. If you want it, that's yours. Off you go. No one needs to tell Jenny. It'll be our little secret. You've got £1,000. Or you have 13.83 seconds left, so just shy of 14 seconds left to go for song number two. If you get song number two right, I double you 1,000, turn it into 2,000. If the clock hits zero before you're giving me the name of the song, then you lose your money and you end up with a mug. But it's absolutely your call. You can take the 1,000 or you can risk the 1,000 to play on.
No, let's play on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, mate.
I'm sure, mate. Yeah, yeah. Come on, son. All right.
Come on, Dave.
Good luck, Dave.
Right, you've got £1,000. Can we make that £2,000? Same thing. Just tell me the name of this song. You're going to know it, Dave. It's going to be one of your favourite songs, okay? You're going to be over the moon. You're going to go, oh, it's... And you're going to say it straight away. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah, go for it.
For £2,000, what is the name of this song? Start the clock. Stop the clock! What? You did it again, Dave! You did the same thing again. You went, oh, Black and White Town! It's literally when you go, oh, I don't know it, is immediately at the moment when you suddenly do know it.
I think that sigh must trigger back in my brain somewhere. So.
I tell you what, though, isn't it harder when you actually play the game for real?
A lot harder.
A lot harder. Right, if you were now listening to this normally, you'd be like that. Black and White Town, same jeans. That you're in the game and it's for real, the pressure, you feel it. But hey, guess what? Dave, £2,000 on the table. And you're going to ask me, how long have I got left?
I am indeed.
Can
I guess?
Yeah, go on.
7 points. Seconds.
Well done. You are on fire. 7.38 seconds. So just shy of 7.5 seconds. Now, if you go for the next one, you are jumping up. It goes to £5,000. And if you get the right song title out before the clock hits zero, you walk away, or you have on the table £5,000. Now, I have to say to you, if you don't know it, or you're, oh, comes too late, you will lose the money that you've currently got, which stands at £2,000. So, you can take your £2,000 or you can risk it for five. You have less than 7.5 seconds to do that. And if you don't do it, you lose your money and you just end up with a mug. It's your decision.
So, when I'm listening to this, in the office, I'm always shouting at people, just go for it, just go for it.
Yeah.
When I'm sat here thinking, two grand, and the time goes really, really quick.
It does. I mean, it's 7.38 seconds. Now, I can't tell you what to do. I know what I'd do, but it's £2,000, which you can have today, or you risk it for five. But you could end up with...
Do you know what? Oh, sorry. Go on, mate.
No, go on.
I'll take £2,000.
I'm going to ask you... Are you sure? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dave, you've just won £2,000.
Well done, Dave.
Wonderful.
Woohoo! Dave, two grand.